triggers. Remember, we need a slab, a weak layer, and a trigger for a slab avalanche to occur. If we have a slab and a weak layer, but no trigger, then we do not have a slab avalanche. A trigger is what initiates the avalanche. Below are some common natural and human triggers that we see. Some natural triggers are cornice fall, new snow, sun, rain, wind loading, and animals. And some human triggers are snowmobiles, snowboarding and skiing, snowshoeing, other machines such as helicopters and groomers, and explosives. Light triggers. Did I look at that and make it go? A common misconception we have with triggers is that they need to be big. We think of explosives, snowmobiles, cornice failures, etc. A trigger can be so incredibly small, especially when it comes to natural avalanches. We may see no avalanche activity for weeks, and then all of a sudden, there's like a slight breeze and bam, a size 3. It can almost seem as if these avalanches sporadically just happen, but there's always some sort of trigger. In the winter of 22-23, when we had an exceptionally sketchy snowpack, we saw light winds, no new snow, no warming, that triggered 2 size 3 avalanches. We had light winds all week, but eventually the weak layer reached its tipping point. Some common light triggers to watch out for are wind, temperature, and small amounts of new snow. Remote triggering is triggering an avalanche from a distance. Sometimes we can see remote triggering with our persistent weak layers, especially surface hoar. Remote triggering occurs when we cause the weak layer to fail and it travels or propagates until it reaches a slope. This can be up to several hundred meters away, causing it to avalanche. This is very hard to predict, but when we have a widespread surface hoar problem, this is something we want to keep on our minds. We can remote trigger from the ridge top, the bottom of the slope, the side of the slope, or the back of the slope. Basically anywhere the weak layer is connected. We want to be really mindful of other groups out there since we could very unintentionally end up triggering something onto them. Check out Cherry Bowl for an amazing story about remote triggering and a crew that had their rescue skills dialed. You can also watch the video below for an example of remote triggering.